his camp who, for all we knew, were simply POWs. They weren't defectors, deserters at all. As it turned out, the government, or the CNN, hired Floyd Abrams, a very liberal media lawyer, to do a study of this, and he got the so-called outtakes on the floor, the stuff that wasn't used in the broadcast, and his conclusion was absolutely deadly. You know, there isn't a story there. This didn't happen. You don't know if there were Americans in this camp. And the testimony is from a bunch of soreheads who said, I saw this cylinder falling from the sky. It was full of sarin. And the reporter didn't say, leave no reasonable question unanswered, how did you know there was sarin in it? A whole series of questions like that. And they so wanted this story to work that they ignored all of the... Now, that's the syndrome that you have loose, I think, and there's not much you can do about it. Yeah.
Regarding that, though, I mean, don't you think that people's interest and curiosity about that does have some historical significance? Because in this century in particular, you know, the government in general and the military in particular have done a number of things to soldiers, for instance, like, you know, testing LSD on soldiers without their permission, possibly marching the soldiers through Ground Zero after they tested the first nuclear weapons. Those kind of things. Don't you think, you know, people are curious about it because the government's done some things that were, you know, abolishing people's.
Done more in ignorance, I would say, than anything else. The whole Agent Orange thing is a classic example of that. But it's the cover-up that really adds the sex appeal to this. And we all like it. I mean, I follow this Marine major that quit in Iraq, quit the UN, forget what his name is. He was on CNN last night, really blasting the U.S. for its weakness in dealing with Saddam. You know, I watched it all, listened to it. He made good sense. he's not a conspiracy type, but he's a scandal. Essentially, he's dealing with, this is a scandal we have. And that's why the Monica Lewinsky Clinton thing is such. It's a scandal, and we all like scandals. And the real question is, how important are they? I mean, are we being seduced with a trivial in this? And, anyway, that's what my wife and I talk about every night, argue about.
I'd like to share with this really the World War thing. I know there's still people missing. I just want to know, like, I know there's things going on now that they want to find out what's going on in, like, I could run out of the where there should have been and whatnot. And I was thinking,
I'm sorry, I don't follow that.
The prisoners of war.
Yeah.
Like, I know that today they're still searching for some, or because of what I've heard.
Yeah, some people are, all right.
I don't know if that's like the mentality you talked about, but just like what happened to them and why they were left behind.
You're talking about live POWs or bodies?
Either both.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, this is, we've spent $5 billion in the last 15 years. We spend almost $1 billion a year on that. It's called resolution of casualties issue. I think the short answer is that there's no credible evidence that they're still holding live Americans. Not everybody believes that, but when I've gone to Hanoi, I've made every effort. I'm not sure how you do this, but... I talked to the General Jop and the Foreign Minister about it, and they say, why would we be holding them? I mean, what would we possibly gain by this? And it's a good question. 10-15 years ago, then the argument was, well, they want to trade these POWs for tractors and farm equipment, like Castro did with some of the Bay of Pigs people. But... you know, I was telling him, you come up with some live POWs and want tractors, and you'll probably get a lot of tractors. They'll go 5,000 feet. They'll be coming out of the back of the airplane, and here's your goddamn tractors. No, it's a real issue. Our new ambassador, Douglas Peterson, to Hanoi, comes in we come in to get briefings. The first thing he brings up, my main job here is resolution of casualties. And doesn't go down too well with some of the business types, but it's a very good, politically correct thing to say. It's a tough subject. I've dodged it all through the years when people, do you think there are live Americans in Vietnam? And I usually, well, as the license plates say, only Hanoi knows. Because you don't know who's out there. Maybe somebody whose loved one is missing, and you don't want to say, no, they're all dead. If the Vietnamese didn't take care of them after the war, the Russians had come in and wasted them. Nobody wants them alive, and so no, they cannot. No reasonable, logical reason why they're still alive. You can't say that in a public meeting. You can't even write it. So that's why it lingers. And we're all a bunch of cowards, I think, in trying to deal with this. Okay, I think we've run over our time. 107 minutes. Is that right? This is supposed to end at 2, right? Well, it doesn't have to be a full meeting. Any more questions? I'm willing to continue if there's anything you want to ask. You know about my office over in the math building in the basement, room 4. We have a lot of research materials there. You should come in and familiarize yourself with what we have. And I won't have regular office hours. Just drop in anytime, really, during the day. And also there on weekends, or Saturdays at least, you can drop in then, too. Yeah. Yeah, leave all those with me if you haven't filled them out, bring them in next time. But yeah, if you haven't filled it out here, I just want about one sentence on that. I'm not looking for an essay. Oh wait, is there one other thing, please? I forgot this. Would you each fill out one of these 3x5 cards with your name and